Track 9. Next, we bring you What's On, the guide to the best events in April.
The Red Shoes. Choreographer Matthew Bourne's adaptation of Powell and Pressburger's Oscar-winning movie The Red Shoes comes to Norwich Theatre Royal, featuring music by Hollywood Golden Era composer Bernard Herrmann. That's on April the 7th to the 11th at Norwich Theatre Royal.
Tribute to Hans Zimmer and film favourites illuminated. A live chamber orchestra performs Hans Zimmer favourites and other iconic film themes in a wash of light and colour, turning King's Lynn Minster into something between a concert hall and a movie set. It's an ideal night out for film buffs, soundtrack fans and anyone who loves a bit of drama with their music. And that's on April the 10th at King's Lynn Minster.
Sheringham Viking Festival. This spectacle includes battle reenactments, a parade, and a boat burning on the beach. There's a Viking village at Beeston Common alive with creative activities. The parade starts at 7 p.m. on April the 11th at Sheringham.
And Dr. Louise Newson, the menopause specialist, will be talking about the power of hormones at this informative event, which is on April the 15th at King's Lynn Corn Exchange.
Barefoot Retreats, Burnham Market International Horse Trials. Enjoy world-class dressage, show jumping and cross-country between April the 17th and 19th at Sussex Farm, Burnham Market.
The Art of Ikebana. London-based Frankie Flood will be demonstrating the beautiful skill of Ikebana floristry at an event to raise funds for the Friends of Boardwell Church. For full details, visit ticketsource.co.uk. And this is on April the 25th at Belaw Hall.
The Best in Comedy. Sarah Pascoe headlines this special night of stand-up, with three more fantastic acts to be announced. Sarah decided she wanted to be famous at 14 years old. Since then, she has auditioned for Barrymore, scared Pete Burns, and ruined Hugh Grant's birthday. But look at her now, on April the 26th at Dis Cornhole.
To Kill a Mockingbird. Aaron Sorkin's Tony Award-winning adaptation of Harper Lee's novel is coming to the city on its first UK and Ireland tour. Successful lawyer Atticus Finch encourages kindness and empathy in his children, but is pushed to the limits of these qualities himself when he resolves to uncover the truth in a town that seems determined to hide it. This is on between April 28th and the 2nd of May at Norwich Theatre Royal.
John Hurst, Norfolk Wildlife Trust Centenary Exhibition. John has been associated with the area since his first visit in 1972 as an art student and bird watcher, composing his very early coastal watercolours in the figurative, evocative style still evident today. A new collection of original watercolours and fine prints will feature in this exhibition. There'll also be lino prints by his wife, Jackie. This is on April the 8th to 21st at the Simon Aspinall Room and Dick Bagnall Oakley Gallery, NWT Clyne Marsh's Visitors Centre.